Yiraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Chav Zayin Mabez. We're holding 11 lines from the top on Chav Zayin Mabez by the words Tanya. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Aymer. So says the Gemara, Tanya we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer Aymer, Kashem She'en Adam Yaitzei Dei Chayvasoi B'yayim Tevarishan Shal Chag B'lulav Yishal Chavei, right? Just like on the first day of Sukkot, you can't use your friend's lulav, Dechsev L'kachtan L'cham B'yayim Arishan Pri Yitzhadar Kapis Tamarim, it says it has to be L'chem, when you take Arba Minim, it has to be yours, Mishel L'chem, it has to be yours, so you can't borrow someone else's Arba Minim set, Kachin Adam Yaitzei Dei Chayvasoi B'sukasa Shal Chavei, so too, you can't borrow someone else's Sukkah, you can't share a Sukkah with someone, you can't borrow, you can't go and have a suda over at someone else's sukkah. On Sukkot, Dechsev, as the Pasuk says, Chag HaSukkah is Tasa L'cha Shivas Yamim. It has to be yours, Mishalcha. We darshan, it has to be yours. And therefore, just like by Arba Minim, we darshan from Lechem that it has to be yours. You can't even borrow someone else's Arba Minim set. Surely, you can't use a stolen set. So too on Sukkot, when it comes to the mitzvah of Sukkah, you can't use someone else's sukkah. The Chachamim Aymerim, however, the Chachamim, they argue, and they say that Af Al Pi Sha'amru, even though it's true that they said, that Ein Adam Yaitzei Dei Chayvasoi B'yayim Tevarishoi B'lulav Yishal Chavei, right? That when it comes to the first day of Sukkot, you can't use someone else's lulav. Aval Yaitzei Dei Chayvasoi B'sukas Yishal Chavei, right? But when it comes to sukkah, you could use someone else's sukkah. It could even be borrowed. Dechsev, as the Pasuk says, Kol Ezrach B'Yisrael Yeshvu B'sukais. It says that every member of Klaiso Yeshvu Basukais, and it's really in the Torah, it's written without the second Vav, it's written Chaser, it says Besukas. So we darshan the Balashan Yachid, that Malamit, that the Pasuk is coming to teach us, that you could have Shekol Yisrael, every member of Klaiso, Ruyim Leshe Basukka Achas, could sit in one Sukkah. Now, how do you have all of Klaiso sitting in one Sukkah? No Sukkah is going to be expensive enough that there's going to be an ownership value of a Shava Pruta to each member of Klaiso. So you see from here that even though there won't be an ownership of a Shavu Pruta by every member, still you're Yaitzeh, even though you don't have a Lachik ownership. It has to be yours. Alamai, you see from here that it does not have to be a Lachikly, it doesn't have to have a Lachik ownership. You're allowed to, as long as you have permission, you're allowed to use someone else's Sukkah to be Yaitzeh the Mitzvah. V'rabbanon, hai l'cha mai darshi be. But the Torah says l'cha, it's mashman, it has to be yours, just like by Arba Minim it says l'chem. Says the Gemara mi ba'ile l'mutei gzula. The Chachamim say it's not coming to exclude a borrowed sukkah, it's just coming to exclude a stolen sukkah. Aval sh'ula k'siv kol ezrach. But when it comes to a borrowed sukkah, so that we learn out from kol ezrach that it's kasher. Rabbi Eliezer, hai kol ezrach mai avid lei. What is Rabbi Eliezer dashing from this pasuk of kol ezrach, that every member of Klai Yisrael should dwell in the sukkah? Says the Gemara, "Mi boyle the gershon is gair ben sayim, ukatan shen is gadol ben sayim." He darshens from here that every member of Klai Yisrael is chayiv, even a ger who only converted in the middle of Sukkot, even a katan who only became bar mitzvah in the middle of Sukkot, even though it's going to come out that they're not going to have 7 days in the sukkah. And Rabbi Eliezer shita is that you can't go from sukkah to sukkah in the middle of Sukkot. A sukkah has to be your sukkah for all 7 days. Still, this ger, this katan that converted and that became a bar mitzvah, so they are able to be Mekayim, and even though it's going to end up only being for, let's say, 4 days of Sukkot. That's what Kol Ezrach has come to be Merbe, that everyone's Chayiv, even this Gershon is Gayer, and even this Katan Shin is Gado. V'Rabbanan, what do the Rabbanan, where do they know this Drasha from? Where do they know this Halacha? Says the Gemara, Kevach Amru, Ayesin Sukkot, B'chal Shomayi, La'itzukhra. The Rabbanan don't need a Pasuk to be Merbe these people, the Gershon is Gayer, and the Katan Shin is Gado. Because they have a Drasha, they learn that you're allowed to make a Sukkot on Chalamayi. So they mean, which means to say that the Chachamim hold, you don't need a sukkah to be a sukkah for 7 days. Since you don't need a sukkah to be a sukkah for 7 days, there's no reason why a gershon is gayer or a katan shen is gadol should be pater. I don't need a pasuk to be mechayev them. There's no reason to pater them. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tan Rabbanon, Ma'isav Rabbi Loi, there was a story with Rabbi Loi, Shalach Lahakbil, Pnei Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Belod Beregel, he went to visit his Rabbi Rabbi Eliezer for Yontif, he went to go visit, to be Mekabel Pnei Rabbi. Amar Loi, when Rabbi Eliezer saw him, he said to him, Eloi, Eincha Mishayv Se Aregel, you stopped keeping Yontif? Why did he assume, why did he view Rabbi Eloi as not keeping Yontif? Says the Gemara, Shahir Rabbi Eliezer, Aymer, Rabbi Eliezer Shito, is that Mishabeach Anias Hatzlanin used to say that I praise the lazy ones, Shein Yoitzim Mibasehen Beregel, that they don't leave their houses during Yontif. And what's the Maila of not leaving your house? The Chsim, as the Pasuk says, V'samachta Atu V'secha. Now, the part of the mitzvah of Simcha is not just that you're besimcha, you have to be misameach your family. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer held that the person's not supposed to leave his home for Yontif. He's supposed to be misameach your family. So therefore, he said to Rabbi Eloi, I see you're not keeping Yontif. You're leaving your house, you're leaving your mishpacha, and you're coming to visit. Says the Gemara, Eini, is that true that a person's not supposed to leave his house to go visit his Rebbe? Va'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak said, Minayin shechayv adam lahak v'pnei Rabbi beregel, how do we know that a person's chayv to go out of his house and to go visit his Rebbe on Yontif? How do we know that? What's the Makar? Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, it says that the Isha Shunamish, she went to go to Elisha to ask for, I guess, for an Eitzah after her son had died, and her husband saw her, and she didn't want to tell her husband that the child had died, so he didn't know why she was leaving, and he says to her, Madua atoy lechas, why are you going to Elisha today? It's not Shabbos, so why are you going? But what you see from her husband's words is the Mechoydesh of Shabbos, Mechayvinish, like Bule Pnei Api Rabbi, that on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, a person is chayv to go visit his Rabbi. So if on Rosh Chodesh is chayv, Kol Shekin and Yontif is chayv, this is the Makar that a person's chayv to visit his Rabbi on Yontif. So again, so the kasha is that how could you tell me that a person's not supposed to leave his house? You see from here that a person is supposed to leave his house. So says the Gemara is like kasha. Had azav asi biyame, had azav loy asi biyame. It depends if you'll make it back home that day. If you'll make it back home, so then for sure go visit the Rebbe. But if you're not going to make it back home, so then don't go visit the Rebbe. Then it's more important to be misameach the mishpacha. So that's the Gemara vayter. Tanu rabbanan. Ma'isa Rabbi Eliezer, there was a story with Rabbi Eliezer, Sheshavas Begalul HaElyon, Vesukaso Shoyoichna Rabbi Loi, that he went to the Galul HaElyon, the region of the upper Galil, and he went to the Sukkah, he stayed over in the Sukkah of Yoichna Rabbi Loi, Bekesari, in the city of Kesari, Vamil Bekesari Yoin, Hugia HaCham LeSukkah, and the Cham approached the Sukkah, meaning the sun was about to shine into the Sukkah, it was going to be very hot. So Amar Loi, so Yechanan said to Rabbi Eliezer, Ma'ush Efrei Salah Sadin, maybe I could put a sheet over the Sukkah to protect us from the sun. Amar Loi, Rabbi Eliezer sort of just diverted the conversation, and he just went off topic, and he said, Ein lecha kol shevet v'shevet miYisrael shleihemen mimenu shayfet. You should know there's no shevet from Klal Yisrael, that a shayfet didn't come from their shevet. Okay, diverted the conversation. It started, the sun started going, it was halfway into the sukkah, it was already halfway through the, inside the sukkah, it was very sunny. So Amar Loi, again, Yechanan said to Rabbi Loi, he said, Ma'ush Efres Ala Asadin, again, same Shiloh, maybe you didn't understand, I'm asking, I want to know, can I put a sheet over the sukkah? Amar Loi, Rabbi Eliezer said to him, again, diverting the conversation, he said, Ein lecha kol shevet mishevet Yisrael, there's no Shevet in Klal Yisrael that Nevi'im didn't come from that Shevet. Shevet Yehuda uBenyamin hamidu malachim al pi Nevi'im. However, Yehuda and Benyamin, even though they didn't have any Nevi'im which came from their Shvatim, they had kings that came from their Shevet. For example, David HaMelech came from Yehuda, and Shaul HaMelech came from Benyamin, and they were appointed al pnei Nevi'im, they were appointed by Shmuel HaNavi. So they had that Milo. Okay, again, diverted the conversation. Eventually the sun got it, it was shining onto the feet of Rabbi Eliezer. So at that point, Yochanan had enough. Natul Yochanan Sadin, he took the sheet, Upire Saleha, and he put it over the sukkah. Hifshur Rabbi Eliezer Talisa Lachoy Raviyatza. Rabbi Eliezer put his cloak on his back and he left the sukkah. He didn't want to be matter. Now says the Gemara that the reason why Rabbi Eliezer kept diverting the conversation, you should know it's Loib of Nesha Fliga B'Devarim. It's not because he didn't want to teach him. Elamim Neshali Amr Davishli Shaman Pi Rabbi Loilam. He had a practice of not paskening any halacha that he didn't hear from his Rebbe. So therefore, since he didn't hear this from his Rebbe, he didn't want to pasken it. Says the Gemara now, it says, comes down the story that Rabbi Eliezer spent part of Sukkot in the Sukkah of Yechanan Rabbi Loi. In fact, the Gemara, how could Rabbi Eliezer split up his Sukkot and spend some of Sukkot inside someone else's Sukkah? For Amar Rabbi Eliezer, in Yaitzim Yisukkah L'Sukkah, Berega, Berega. we already mentioned before, that Rabbi Eliezer Shita is that you can't go on sukkahs from one sukkah to another. It has to be all 7 days in one sukkah. So how is he allowed to do this? Says the Gemara, regel acher havoy. It was a different yontif. Maybe it was Shavuos, it was Pesach, it was a different yontif. So therefore, he was allowed to go. It wasn't sukkahs. Well, says the Gemara, so fine, we're not going to have this problem of the sukkah issue, but still there's another problem. Even if it was Pesach or Shavuos, but v'ham Rabbi Eliezer, mishabech ani esatzlanin, shen yoytzi mi basayim beregel. I thought Rabbi Eliezer said you're not supposed to leave your home. He praised the lazy ones that don't leave their home. You're supposed to be mishameach your wife. So how was he shavas? How did he stay over in the Galul Elyon? He has to be home with his wife and children. Says the Gemara, Shabbos Havoy. In a Chanami, it wasn't regla at all. It wasn't Pesach, Shavuos, or Sukkos. It was just Tam Shabbos. And Yoichanan Rabbi Loi had a Shaila to Rabbi Eliezer, whether or not he could put the sheet over the Sukkah. It was a Shabbos Shaila, not a Yontif Shaila. And the Shaila is that, are you allowed to be Maisif on an oil Aray on Shabbos? That was Yoichanan Shaila. So says the Gemara, why didn't Rabbi Eliezer know the halacha? Why can't he have said the halacha based on a different shemua of his? V'tif shalei midideh? Why couldn't Rabbi Eliezer pask in the shayla based off a different shemua? That now we learned in the Mishnah, pekaka chaloyin, when it comes to the window shutter. So Rabbi Eliezer aimer bizman shekasher v'tali pekakin. If it's tied and it's hanging, it's not on the ground, so then it's aimer to go back in, then you can put it back into the window. Them live, however, if not, so then ain't pike can buy, then you can't put it back into the window, meaning to be maisif on an oil aray on Shabbos is aser. Chacham say in both cases it's mutter. But the point is that you see from this memra, that Rabbi Eliezer Shita, is that to be maisif on an oil aray on Shabbos is aser. So why didn't he know, why didn't he tell Yoichanan Rabbi Loi this halacha? Says the Gemara, Hasamu de Mevato. Because he thought that, no, maybe over there it's different. Because there, being that it's not tied up, it's not hanging, so it's like you're being Mevato then to the wall, and that's why it's problematic. Avohacha, by the Sukkah case, to lay Mevato, well, you're not being Mevato, you're putting the sheet over the Sukkah, it's obvious that you're not going to keep it there, so therefore, loy, maybe it's not problematic, and therefore he didn't want to say the Halacha, because he didn't hear the Halacha in this specific situation from his Rebbe.